command, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter God a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well pleasing to thee. And how art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, and unto thee we send up glory, together with our Father, who is from everlasting, and then all holy, good, and life creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be unto all. According to St. Luke. Let us attend. The Lord said this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Today is the first Sunday of Advent. This is a beautiful word from the ancient Latin tradition of the Church to describe this most blessed season when we prepare for Emmanuel, God with us, who comes to us. Or should it be when we raise our minds on high to come in spirit to Bethlehem? This morning, let's reflect on this morning's gospel parable in its liturgical setting of Advent. Over the next 40 days, the ruler of this age will be assaulting us from almost every quarter with his own Advent, calling on us to come to the malls and the shopping centers, and to use our plentiful harvest to make our homes into barns overflowing with worldly treasures, in the promise that we are entitled to take our ease, to give ourselves over to eating and drinking and making merry. Yes, this is Santa's big scene. And Dalphy, this is what it's all about. This, Miss Peggy, I said Miss Peggy, I did not say Miss Piggy, Miss Peggy. And I'll be interested, I'm going to test some of you at coffee hour to see if anybody knows who I'm referring to. Miss Piggy, Miss Peggy. Christmas time in the city, shoppers rushing home with their presents. Since you're asking, this is all there is. Now do you know who the Miss Peggy is? Those of my generation, I bet you do. So why, in the midst of all this surfeit, is everyone so miserable, especially this time of year? I know many who resent this season. They find it exhausting, unbearable, even depressing. And they feel relief when Christmas finally has come and gone, and they can return to their mundane routines. So dear faithful, let's get above all the bustle. Or rather, let's get beneath it and hear not the silver bells of Santa's big scene, but the bells of the church singing out to us in the song of Anna, crying out to the all-holy Virgin. Go, my child, she says, to him who gave thee to me. Go into the place that none may enter. Learn its mysteries, and prepare thyself to become the pleasing and beautiful dwelling place of Jesus, who grants great mercy to the world. She's saying to the Theotokos, don't become a barn, become a temple of God. Here's Zacharias, the priest, calling out to the Virgin in amazement, is the word, amazement. I don't have the Greek text. I'd love to have the Greek text and to see what that word is. It's being translated as amazement. I wonder if it's the word ecstasis. If so, it's very significant, because this word, ecstasis, often translated as amazement, is of the mystery of the Lord's tomb, the font of our resurrection. Zacharias says to the Theotokos, to the Virgin, O gate of the Lord, unto thee I open the gates of the temple, for I know that from thee shall be born God the Word, who grants great mercy to the world. Here, in the spirit of the church, heaven and earth rejoicing as they behold the spiritual heaven, the only virgin without blemish, entering the house of God, there to be reared in reverence. So why have we come to the church this morning? We do realize, do we not, that the church is calling us not to take our ease, not to eat. We're in a fast. Not to drink and make merry. We're in a fast. But to turn away from the noise and the distractions of the barnyard, away from the cupboard, in order to go into the closet of our soul. Regardless of our worldly occupation, in the church, we are all gardeners of the soul. It's not the ground, but our souls that we work, in order to yield the bountiful harvest, not of the ground, but of the Spirit. Advent for us in the church does not open with Black Friday. It begins with the entry of the Theotokos into the temple. We find our joy not in shopping bags and barns, but in secret, in the paradise that we are called to take possession of in the cave. Let us attend. Let us open our ears inward and look at what we hear in the sacred stillness of the church this morning. The rich man looked at his barns, looked at the barns his dreams of plenty drew in his mind, and he imagined the easy life they would give him in his last days. I ask you also to look at Christmas time in the city and consider its effect, how it works on your soul. Now, turn the eye of your soul to the vision, or rather to the icon, drawn in your mind from the hymns of the Church of the Virgin as the living temple of God, entering the gates of the temple to take up her dwelling in the Holy of Holies, to prepare herself to become the dwelling place of Jesus, the greatly compassionate one, who grants great mercy to the world. Look at that and feel its effect. Feel how it works on your soul. I ask you to see what's at the center of Santa's big scene, Christmas time in the city. Now I ask you to see what's at the center of this feast of the Theotokos, entry into the temple. You should see the temple, but more precisely, you should see the Holy of Holies. That's where the Theotokos is reared. More precisely yet, you should see the Theotokos, reared by an angel in the Holy of Holies. And more precisely even yet, you should see the inner life of the Theotokos, wholly engaged in what St. Gregory Palamas calls the true activity of the prayer of the heart. And in this, you should see at the center of the feast, he who is Christ our God, the Lord who dwelt in the Holy of Holies, and you should see that his glory, as Ezekiel the prophet foresaw, way back in chapters whatever it was, 42, no, I think it was even early in the prophecy of Ezekiel, he foresaw that the glory of God will very soon leave the temple of Jerusalem to take up his eternal abode in the sanctuary of the living temple, the womb of the most holy and ever-blessed Virgin Theotokos. In this you should see that the temple of the Old Testament, both as Moses' moving tent of meeting and Solomon's immovable temple of stone in Jerusalem, was but the figure, the outline of the Theotokos. She is the true temple of the Old Testament. She is its living substance, in whom it finds its perfection. For she is herself the temple of the Old Testament, who brings forth the temple of the New Testament, the temple of Christ's body. And in this you should see, you should begin to feel the visceral vibrance of the Christian faith, of the Holy Orthodox Church. The human warmth and the divine beauty of her most essential substance. It could be described as the inexpressible love of the mother for her son and her and our God, and of the unfathomable love of the Lord of all for his most holy, most beloved mother. What human being does not know this love intimately and immediately? From his own deep heart, even if it's only in his dreams. So, dear faithful, let's call Alfie. Call Miss Lee. Oops, I just gave it away. Who knew that it was Peggy Lee? I'll tell you. You're too young to know that. Call Miss Peggy Lee to come and listen. Oh, wait, no. You listen. Let us attend. What is it all about? This, that we might be created into a new man and built into a holy dwelling place of God in the Spirit of God, and so made to be heirs of the riches of the Heavenly Father's goodness and long-suffering, his wisdom and knowledge, so that we might come to know the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, in the light of his glory shining in our hearts. So may I ask, for which Christmas do you find yourself wanting to prepare? Under which tree do you begin to feel the stirrings of that heavenly joy and secret the world cannot take away? In the barns of the rich man or in the humble cave of Bethlehem? I presume you are here this morning because you desire the joy found under the tree of the Virgin in the cave. Then let's turn away from the world with her. And in our love for her and in her joy, let's follow her into the temple of our body and soul and into the sanctuary of our heart. During these 40 days, let's make an honest effort to take up the true activity of prayer. Let's close the doors of our eyes and our ears to the hustle and bustle of Christmas time in the city. I know we have to buy our presents. I know we have to go to the malls for grandma, grandpa, mom, dad. You know, I know we have to do that, so let's do that, but let's not get caught up in it. Let's do it in the joy of the Lord. Let's keep our heart in the joy of the Lord. And let's turn our ears inward to hear and to feel the Lord Jesus in the temple of our body and in the sanctuary of our heart. Let's take up the fast according to our strength, according to our circumstances. Let's not do nothing. Let's do something. Fast as you can. Fast somewhat, if that's all you can do. But do something. Let's take up the fast to empty, if you will, our barns of gluttony and greed, even to come away from the barns altogether And let's be attentive to the call of the church, crying out to us to raise our minds on high and to come in spirit to Bethlehem to behold the Virgin hastening to the cave to give birth to God. Not just a child, but to God, to the Creator, to the Timeless One, to the one who cannot be contained. She gives birth to this one, the one who is. Why? Why? That we might become his dwelling place in the Spirit. For today, having opened the gates of the temple of God, the glorious gate, the ever-Virgin Mary, this glorious gate through which human thoughts cannot pass, and going into the place that none may enter, she herself is now urging us to enter with her into this place that none may enter, and to delight in her divine marvels, and to learn the mysteries of Emmanuel, God with us. This Alfie, this Miss Peggy, this is what it's all about. This is all there is. There's nothing more, and it's enough. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen.